Summer is almost here. Don't you want to go to the beach with thicker, gorgeous, beautiful locks? And everyone goes, hey, I love your hair. And you go, Nutrafol, baby. You know, something along that lines. Well, take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering my listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and you enter the promo code TSFS. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. I recommend it. I've been taking Nutrafol for years. It's how I got my hair back thicker and not falling out in chunks after I had KJ. Now it's your turn. Nutrafol has been on with me for years, and that's because you all continue to buy, and it really works. I love it. Now it's your turn to love it too. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com with the promo code TSFS. That's Nutrafol.com with the promo code TSFS. Do you enjoy playing relaxing puzzle games on your phone? I do. It's even better when they're free and you can collect prizes along the way. Welcome to Two Dots. I have been playing Two Dots to relax my mind, unwind, and there's something very methodical about it. The premise of the game is you connect dots horizontally, vertically, but never diagonally. And you head from level to level. And as I mentioned, you do collect points along the way if you are into that. More than 5,000 puzzles to keep you engaged and relaxed after a very long day. Uniquely designed challenges, game modes, and levels to choose from based on what adventure you are into. And by the way, you can download it for free right now on your Android phone or iOS. I also like the color template of this game. It's giving me very like pastel-y vibes. So yeah, I think you're going to enjoy it too. If you are ready to kick back and unwind, download Two Dots for free on Android and iOS and start connecting. Leggings. Who wants some of those dick leggings from LuLaRoe? God, you guys, I never knew anything about LuLaRoe. All right, look, welcome to the podcast. Welcome to the YouTube channel. We got a lot to discuss today. Many of you had tagged me in a documentary that is airing currently on Amazon that isn't a must walk. It is a must sprint to go watch about the famed clothing company LuLaRoe. Okay, the documentary is called Lula Rich, and they sell vagina and dick leggings. I'm gonna say that the whole time. You know what? If they had marketed themselves as a company that was selling dick leggings and, you know, from essentially like tissue paper dick leggings from LuLaRoe, I would have been in. I had no idea about this company. So look, I'm going to get into that. You guys had tagged me in it. We have to talk that. We have to talk Met Gala fashion from this week. And yes, if you're tuning in, you know, as my face peels is really what this series should be called. I had a chemical peel. Half of my face is shedding literally like a snake. And it itches like hell. Not like hell. I shouldn't say that because I really feel like it's going to be worth it in the end. It better be, right? This is like the deepest chemical peel that I have ever done. So, you know, I'll tell you about that experience. Because when I have any sort of plastic surgery work done, I go out. I'm not staying home. You know, who's getting these surgery procedures and then staying home for a month? I don't have that kind of time. I'm a mom now. All right. I love that now. Like, I'm a mom. That's my answer to everything. You need strength. I'm a mom, damn it. I'm not staying home. I had Schman's soccer game to go to over the weekend. I'll tell you about my chemical peel and sitting down at a restaurant. All right, let's thank some sponsors. We'll get into the LuLaRoe documentary airing currently on Amazon. It is a must watch. Horizon Fibroids, guys. My guy, Dr. Will, is where it's at. Fibroids are like, they can be a nightmare for a lot of you ladies. Knock on wood, I haven't had one, but guess what? 80% of women by the age of 50 will have a fibroid. Fact check that. My guy, Dr. Will Neem, is a top doc in Maryland at Horizon Fibroids. HorizonFibroids.com is the website. They have three locations. Also, by the way, many of you, of course, listen to this podcast. You're not in the DC region, but if you have fibroids, he's a specialist in uterine fibroid embolization. You need to find a doctor near you because it's a non-surgical procedure, very low downtime. They actually go in through your wrist. It's insane, like the science, okay? But it's a way that they can actually long-term cure your fibroids. Cure might be like the wrong word. I'm not the doctor, all right? I'm just the deliverer. Anyway, look, he takes all insurance as well. You can fill out a form on his website. Go to horizonfibroids.com. Check it out there. So I'll start with Lula Rich, documentary about the company LuLaRoe. I had no, all I knew about LuLaRoe is a couple years ago, I was doing like a job, and one of the women that was working the media job was super annoying, and she had like every day she wore a new pair of leggings from LuLaRoe, and I think it was like the month of October, and literally she would have like spiders in her crotch, like the next day it would be pumpkins, like every fucking day was a theme. And she was like, oh my God, have you bought these leggings? I was like, girl, I'm not into leggings. Like, I just was never into leggings. Maybe it's because I have varicose veins and they're too tight. I don't know. Anyway, so I never got into it, but some of the women in the office were like, oh, I'll come to your LuLaRoe party. I guess I just assumed from the start these things were multi-level marketing schemes, because anytime that you have to log on, and I have so many people that reach out to me too, like with lip scents or skincare products, and they're like, will you host a party or will you come? And I'm sending you the best vibes, but fuck no. I don't want to come to any home party, like, you know, that's there. I guess I'd come to a sex toy party. All right. That MLM I'd be in for, but the rest, like, no, you know, just tell me what you're selling. Like, I'll buy it over the internet. I don't want to come to the party. So I guess I just sort of knew, like, it was one of those like Tupperware type things back then. I guess not a lot of people did, because there's an entire documentary on how they scammed thousands of women all across the country. It is so good. And what always blows my mind, so Deanne and Mark Stidham, okay, I'm gonna say that correctly, Stidham. Deanne and Mark Stidham are the two founders, right? And they actually agree in this documentary to a sit down with the documentary makers, which blow my mind, because you don't have ultimate creative control of how they edit it, right? They sit down in this documentary, and the documentary goes back and forth from talking to Deanne and Mark to then like all the reps to some of the people that worked with Deanne and Mark, including like their son-in-law, right? Because Deanne and Mark, I think, is a Mormon. I don't think they said if Deanne had like a religion or not. But between the two of them, they have something like 14 kids. Okay, Deanne comes to the marriage divorce. She had like 7 children. Mark had like 5. They end up like adopting 2 or 3. You do the math, because mine's terrible. And so they have something like 14 kids. They employ all their kids and they start this leggings company. And Deanne, you can tell, awesome saleswoman. I'll say that from the start. Like, I love seeing, sometimes you can just pick out a salesperson from like anyone in the crowd. I love that. Like, they just have that way of like honing in when they're talking to you. They make you feel like you're the only person in the room and they could sell ice to Eskimos. Okay. She's that person. She goes out, she starts making skirts, she starts selling them. I mean, the woman is a genius. Like, that way. Like, she had a creative thing, and Mark obviously saw it and knew the business side, right? So then they start saying to other people, okay, you can start selling the leggings. And it sounds like at first they had a legit company. Now they employ all their kids. And I would say sign one in this documentary that shit was going to hit the fan is they literally do all their finances. So all their bookkeeping was done on a Google Doc, which sort of sounds like the Sarah Fraser show. So I was kind of like, oh, I can relate to that. Okay. But they're beginning to bring in hundreds of thousands of dollars on this. And their bookkeeping is all done on Google Docs. I was like, oh, shit. Sign number one. We're in for it. The documentary takes you through the entire process. And as, of course, they go along, it seems like, if anything, greed creeps in. Because my understanding of a multi-level marketing scheme, and the whole thing with a multi-level marketing scheme, is you have like Mark and Deanne, right? And then they have these associates that sell for them and they get a kickback. And then those associates develop their own teams, they get a kickback. But ultimately, you cannibalize yourself, because there isn't enough, like they don't put regional restrictions. So essentially all your clients then become sellers and then they cannibalize you and so on and so on. So the only people that actually make hundreds of thousands of dollars are the first in, right? Like let's say the first 200 in are the ones that make $300,000 a month. And then after that, these women have to pay $5,000-$6,000. They mortgage their home, they put it on credit cards to buy all these leggings to start a party. But meanwhile, six of their girlfriends down the street are doing the same thing, and then no one wants your leggings. Okay. So the documentary like could not be better because I think it does a great job of detailing, you know, how they started out, I think with good intentions. They wanted to be a women empowering company. And the best part about it is they really believe their own, like they've bought into the messaging, right? And I have to say, if you've watched, I've watched a ton of documentaries. If you watch like the Lance Armstrong documentary, if you've watched some of these other, oh my God, the awful one about Amanda Knox, like the journalist that knew she was innocent but kept like stringing it along for headlines. I have to say, I think Deanne and Mark don't come off looking as terrible as they could, if that makes sense, if you've seen the documentary. I didn't love them, but I thought of like all the stuff that they could say, they actually, it made sense. You know what I mean? Their story was like collected. Anyway, this documentary is one of the best ones. I haven't seen like a good one like this in a hot second since the Monopoly one, which was the I loved that one on HBO by Mark Wahlberg, which was all the Monopoly, how they defrauded the Monopoly game by McDonald's, a whole group of people. Oh my God, McMillions. That one is a must watch too. So this one for me was probably one of the best documentaries since then. So some of the things that I really enjoyed is, you know, where it became, well, first of all, so one of the guys who used to be Deanne and Mark's like brother, like son-in-law, right? He becomes sort of the director of events. He figures out that all these women across the country are like millennials, right? So all he does when they get together at these conventions is hire Mario Lopez at the time, who was super cheap. These women freak the fuck out. They can take a photo with Mario Lopez. And then he's the DJ, this son-in-law. So he just goes to these conventions, puts on NSYNC. These women go nuts and buy more leggings. It's just like the best. It's just the best thing. You know, at one point they hire Katy Perry, And you know, Deanne is like giving the interview and she's like, Katy Perry's came to our LuLaRue, and they got the name, by the way, because it's their granddaughter. So it's like they had a Lula, like a Lala, whatever, and then a Monroe. So they end up calling it LuLaRue. So she doesn't even get the name of Katy Perry, right? You know, the Google Doc was unbelievable. The Mario Lopez, I mean, it became almost like a cult feeling because what they were genius at is essentially creating supply and demand for these leggings. They would do limited edition. So like my coworker that would come in with the spiders up her crotch, there was only like 5,000 of those across the country. So then dealers would trade or you could charge more for those if you had a limited batch, like that whole thing. Where it starts to become super deceitful is they want a lot of the women to get their husbands to quit their jobs so that the families are all in. That was like, to me, the turning point of how sad this was. The fact that Deanne and Mark were like good marketers, I'm like, all right, well, people need to do their due diligence. To me, I mean, multi-level marketing things have been around forever. And the fact, I don't know, if you're putting up $5,000, you know it's a risk, right? I mean, I know they were making all these promises and that's also where they got in serious trouble. But the most deceitful part I do think of the whole documentary is where they start talking to couples about how the husbands should quit their jobs, be all in. And essentially then the women are so reliant upon Deanne and Mark, they have no choice but to like make it work, right? And now their husband has no income, so they don't have anything to fall back on. And it's like sad but funny, but they start showing all these husbands on the Facebook Lives because that's how these women would really sell them, the leggings. And all the men are on the Facebook Lives and they're like in just like a wolf howling at the moon, like awful t-shirt and like LuLaRoe leggings. It's so good. And the husbands are like, all right, girls, you want some of this? You want these, ladies? And it's just like, oh my God, you know, it's terrible. It's not funny because these people put their life savings entirely into it. But eventually, and you know, like then Deanne becomes obsessed with how her top retailers look. Her sister would drive associates down to Mexico so they could get gastric bypass surgery. It takes on a whole new layer. And then Deanne would talk to the women about how if they just gave a man their husband's blowjobs every day, they could do what they want and buy more leggings. You're like, girl, okay, come on. I will say this. This is what I struggle with. I don't know about you guys. You can definitely leave it in the comments. Let me know what you thought of the Lula Rich documentary on Amazon. There is at one point a woman in the documentary who essentially, I think a neighbor or a friend tries to sell her LuLaRoe, and she starts almost her own investigation into the company. And this is my love and hate with the internet and where we are is like everybody's their own investigator now. And I'm just like, who the fuck has the time to go and investigate a private company? Now, that said, the woman did a good job because it turns out these guys were deceitful. They even settled a lawsuit with Washington State for $4.7 million. They have something like 20 to 50 outstanding civil lawsuits they're still settling with people. So that part I was annoyed with is like the chick was like, you know, she has a regular job, but she ended up starting to research LuLaRoe. There's a couple runaway stars of it as well that you're going to be seeing trending online. So Shay was one of them. And then Daryl, who essentially quit his job as a volleyball coach to come and be a part of LuLaRoe's marketing company. He's in, and at the Daryl Trujillo. And, you know, at the end, like he basically says that he has a dream. There's a restaurant across the street from their headquarters in Corona, California. He wants to be there having drinks with a bunch of LuLaRoe members and watch Deanne and Mark being hauled out by federal agents in handcuffs. He's like the most hardcore. But I get it. I can imagine if you bought in. And they have a really great guy on the documentary who explains MLMs and kind of the whole mystery behind it, and then how people get lured in, the dream fades, they become bitter, and then ultimately these MLM companies, the heads of CEOs like Deanne and Mark, go on to still make millions of dollars because there's never really long-term repercussions for MLM creators. So they either just morph into a different MLM, or they temporarily learn their lesson, or they completely segue onto other companies, right? So it's such a good watch. I had no idea. Do you own some LuLaRoe leggings? Ultimately, too, their downfall was it sounds like they started out with great quality, but then towards the end, the patterns, their designers ripped off the internet. They're being sued for copyright many times because their designers were having to produce so many leggings that they would just go knock off someone's designs. And then the sewing got cheaper and cheaper. So like these two hamburgers would mesh together, or like two flowers, and it would look like a vagina in your crotch or like a dick, you know? Like, I'm like, those are collectors. Where do I buy one of those dick leggings? Anyway, must watch. It was so good. As you can see, you know, chemical peel. I had the chemical peel with Dr. Maya. I love her. She's really great. She's got like, I don't know, something like over 50 five-star reviews on Google. Great plastic surgeon. I love to have some maintenance, you know, to keep myself looking young and fresh. I love looking good. I like makeup. I like to look good within reason. I don't want to go nuts. But the chemical peel is a good 10 to 14 day process. So I had this last Friday. Now it's Wednesday. And I'm still shedding like a snake. Like, you know, it takes the first two layers off. I had a deep chemical peel this time. You can do a light one where you can go out in public. I go out in public anyhow. Shaman and I went to his soccer game over the weekend. I sat right next down to this woman. And if you want to clear a table, do you hear that? That is the sound of the brand new and delicious You Natural Conception for Her in their juicy strawberry gummy flavored. Oh my, this is now my favorite thing to take. It's a fertility aid. If you haven't heard about them, they are unbelievable with thousands of five-star reviews on Amazon. Go and read them for yourself. And they're famous for their Conception for Her and Conception for Him formula, which Schman, my hubby, has been taking for over a month because it takes two to tango. Conception for Her fertility aid is well-researched, baby. They have ingredients like ashwagandha, zinc, magnesium that can help you on that journey to have a healthy baby. So what are you waiting for? Go and order now You're going to love it, and I want to hear from you. Check out You Natural on Amazon and use code FRASER20 for 20% off conception for her, conception for him, and the conception bundle. That's EU Natural on Amazon, or follow the link on our website for 20% off conception for her, conception for him, and the conception bundle with the promo code FRASER20. That's FRASER, the numbers 20. Hero Breads. Oh my gosh. Chef's kiss. Do you love carbs? I'm obsessed. Give me a croissant. Give me a tortilla, baby, every day, slathered with some hummus. Yes, please. And then a lot of veggies, a little turkey burger in it. Okay. That's my own proprietary sandwich. Thanks. Hero Breads right now offering 10% off. Go to hero.co. Enter the promo code TSFS. You are getting 10% off. Now, Hero Bread is so delicious and flavorful, soft, fluffy. In fact, so fluffy that KJ loves it, slathered with butter and cinnamon every day. They're known for their products to have 0 to 1 grams of net carbs, zero sugar, and high in fiber. So what are you waiting for? Don't give up being a breadhead. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use the code TSFS at checkout. That's TSFS at HERO.CO. 10 years ago, I lost 60 pounds mindful eating, and today I have kept the weight off. I never think about food. I never count calories. Honey, I don't even use one of those darn trackers or apps. I live with food freedom, and I want that for you if you are ready and you want it. And that's where My Optimal Body comes into play. Visit MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment, and be sure to let them know that the Sarah Fraser Show sent you so you can qualify for a free personalized assessment, plus a bonus free 30-day supply of their gut repair product when you sign up for a customized plan. That is myoptimalbody.com to request an appointment. Why I wanted to partner with Dr. Applin is because he is a doctor that gets to the cellular and gut reason of why you can't lose weight and keep it off. They also work with your mental capacity as well. So many of us are emotional eaters. They address that, and their clients see long-term success. If you are ready to lose weight, keep it off, and you don't want to do crazy Ozempic, myoptimalbody.com. And tell them the Sarah Fraser Show sent you. Want your life back? Order Hungry Root. It's actually as simple as that. Truly, Hungry Root is the best meal kit service I have ever worked with because they have meals that take 12 minutes. Guys, if you are a busy mom like I am, KJ now just started swim lessons. And on the night that he has swim lessons, we're not home until 6. I'm trying to make dinner, trying to get him rested and down for bedtime. When I see that number 12, and I know in 12 minutes I can have a healthy meal, I'm turned on. All right. You will be too. Hungry Root's website, so easy to use as well. You just go, you can type in a type of cuisine, or if you like chicken, or you can do preset where you tell them you're vegetarian, keto, or you're a meat lover. Right now, get 40% off. My listeners are getting 40% off your first delivery and free veggies for life. Just go to hungryroot.com/TSFS and get 40% off your first delivery and get your free veggies. That's hungryroot.com/TSFS. Don't forget to use my link so they know who sent you and get 40% off right now and free veggies for life. Go out with a chemical peel because people cannot figure out what is wrong with you. They're like, is it a bad sunburn? Is it vitiligo? What is going on with this chick? You know? Anyway, this family next to me, you could tell the woman was mesmerized. They get up real quick, which is fine. They had this obnoxious 12-year-old kid who was talking about programming. Like, I'm just like, oh, for God's sakes. You know, thank God. I mean, we need him for 5G, but like, I don't want to hear about it. You know what I'm saying? Anyway. I can't wait to show you the final results, but I'm itching. Like I'm sort of itching and you know, it'll be better in a couple of days, but in the meantime. Also, I need your advice. So next week is the first time I have to go to LA for a work project, and I'm going to be away from baby KJ for 4 nights. How did you get through leaving your kids for the first time on a trip? Can you give me any advice? Like, leave it in the comments if you're on YouTube. Go to Instagram at the Sarah Fraser Show. I'll be in LA. I'll be seeing my girl AJ and some other friends and then working, but I'm leaving KJ and I'm so upset. Like, do you also feel too that even though you adore your spouse and you feel like your child's so safe with them, they still can't do it as well as you? Like, Schman can't comfort KJ like I can. You know what I mean? Like, KJ and I just have that bond. And like, yes, Schman's so good to him and he adores Schman. But like, there's just something like I just speak to him, you know, already at 5 months. I'm like, Cage, when he's like melting down at 2 a.m. I'm like, Cage, mommy's going to hug you. And then we're going back to bed. Here's your passy. And like, he does it. I'm like, what is Schman going to do? You know? So any tips to get through it? I don't know what to do aside from just like getting drunk every night in LA, but I don't feel like that's a good strategy. I'm a mom now. And then the Met Gala, I only watched the Met Gala for the fashion. It was really great. It was American Independence was the theme. You know, they have a theme every single year. And I mean, I thought it was pretty amazing. Donatella Versace looked like she was in a wedding dress. She was fabulous. I loved it. ASAP Rocky and Rihanna. I mean, I don't know what they were. I guess like an oversized quilt. And then she just looked like a, you know, a sack of sheets. That must be the theme, by the way. Drapes, sack of sheets, looking like you're like a bed, you know, between that and the Grim Reaper, which was, what was American Independence for Kim Kardashian and Kanye West? Kim was like all black, face covered. What were they supposed to be? Because I didn't get it. I don't know. Lil Nas X, you know, he came he just looked like the out Liberace to me, which I love him. You know, I mean, he goes over the top. I loved it. And then he took that off and looked like gay RoboCop. You know, I mean, so I was like, well, get it. Sierra, she was all about football. Got that. Okay. All American. Megan Rapinoe, red, white, and blue. I was like, okay, girl, I get it. American Independence. AOC was there. You all know if you follow my Instagram how I felt about that one. I didn't get that. I mean, everyone that shows up there comes in private jet, and then she's supposed to be of the people. A lot of you guys message me. They're like, you're like, well, public servants get invited, and you know, the designer pays for the dress. Okay. Our girl's supposed to be all about, you know, reducing carbon footprint. Everyone's like, well, she wore a dress telling everybody there that she's going to tax them. No, she's not. She's friends with all those people. Like, I feel like, you know, I don't know. My thought is this. If I had been her, I love the dress. I love the statement. I would have gone there and I would have gotten a microphone. I would have said, how many of you came here in private jet? Which is like the worst thing you can do for the carbon footprint. Now, do I want to fly private jet 100%? That's why I'm here on, you know, YouTube and podcasts. But that's why I'm not a public servant, okay? I don't make any bones about the fact that I'm doing this all to be draped in Chanel and fly private and then just donate to the elephants in Africa. You know what I'm saying? Why didn't she just steal the microphone and ask all of them, all right, how many of you came here in private jet, you know, destroying the carbon footprint? Okay, you know, I'm coming for you. And then like, hi, you know, got in a Uber friendly, you know, eco-friendly Uber, headed to the Bronx, and then helped all these moms that are going to lose their federal funding. So there's my public service announcement. Anyway, a lot of people defending her. You know what I'll say about her? She's always a lightning point, which I think is good. You know, I think that's great. I think be a lightning rod. I love that. And women get a ton of shit. So I say, keep, you know, don't stop because of me. I just didn't think she was like, I think she and her people had all these excuses when in fact, I think she loves being there and is most likely friends with all those people. So it just, I'm like, you're not going to tax them. They all have tons of LLCs and do various tax write-offs and all kinds of things that are not going to change. But anyway, my rant. Okay. So, you know, I want to know what you think about the documentary. I want to know any advice if you've traveled without your child. How did you do it? How did you get by? I will keep you posted on the chemical peel. So much more to come. Also, just a reminder too. Oh, I have to thank some sponsors. Okay. Let's thank two sponsors. So actonaddictionnow.org. Guys, if you're not familiar with them, addiction, substance use disorder skyrocketed during the pandemic, and especially for millennials, people in our age group, in our 30s, early 40s, it's, you know, it's so difficult. And of all the mental illnesses, there's such a huge stigma still around substance use disorder. And actonaddictionnow.org, all their programs are free. They have in treatment, they have treatment, therapy, if you are a family member, a friend, if you're trying to help someone with an addiction. Addiction is so difficult. You guys know it's impacted my family. I say this all the time. My brother's celebrating 10 years of sobriety this month. I am beyond proud of him because sobriety changes not just that person, but generations and families. So there's so many great people at Act on Addiction Now. Don't give up hope, especially if there's a loved one in your life that is battling substance use disorder. or maybe yourself, you feel like now's the time. They're awesome. They're located in Northern Virginia, but they do have classes that you can take nationwide. ActOnAddictionNow.org. Radley Acura is also a brand new sponsor, RadleyAcura.com. You can go to their website. If you're looking to buy a car, you've probably heard like now's not a great time. Not if you go to Radley. Radley's awesome. I got to test drive an Acura for the first time because I never had. And Acuras are known for affordable luxury. They're also part of the Honda family, but they're one step up with great luxury and amazing five-star features. They're awesome. The cars hold the road. They're super sporty. And Radley Acura never price gouges, which is happening a lot right now all across the country with car dealerships who are charging thousands over MSRP. That's bananas. Don't let that be you. Go to RadleyAcura.com. Also, the best part now is you don't have to spend hours in a car dealership. They can get you pre-approved. You can negotiate. You can even find out your trade-in value on your own vehicle all online before you go and then just pick up the vehicle or test drive it. Boom, I love it. Radley Acura, Falls Church, Virginia, Woodbridge. Go to RadleyAcura.com. Tell them you heard about them from The Sarah Fraser Show. I would love you forever. Lastly, it's been ongoing. I've been doing, a couple years ago, I did a mindful eating series with, like an 8-part series with Robin Mize, my longtime mindful eating therapist. Robin's amazing. It's up on my Patreon. And for just $5 a month, you can hear all 8 episodes, patreon.com/The Sarah Fraser Show. Robin and I are actually thinking about doing a longer version of that and talking to people without judgment about their food stories. So we are looking for people to be on this new podcast. You can email me, thesarahfrasershow@gmail.com. If you've dieted in the past, like I was a yo-yo dieter from the age of 12 to 28. I mean, I gained and lost 150 pounds. I did every diet, South Beach, Kashi Goline, Slim Fast, diet pills. You know, I probably have a fucked up digestive system because of how many diet pills. I was bulimic. It was insane. I hated my body. And, you know, kind of in a moment of working in the entertainment business and people commenting on my weight, seeing me on TV, and people would write to me and they'd say, oh my God, you'd be so pretty if you lost 20 pounds. And at the time that shattered me. Like I thought about leaving the business completely. And in a moment of just like rock bottom, I Googled giving up dieting and loving your body in Washington, DC. And Robin Mize, this mindful eating therapist came up and, you know, I ended up finding my natural set weight, which was like 135 pounds and, you know, really healing my relationship with food. So we want to hear your story wherever you're at. Maybe you have resolved your emotional eating issues and binge eating issues. Maybe you're a binge eater. Maybe you're a yo-yo dieter. Maybe you just don't even know where to start as far as like finding self-love and unpacking, you know, just why you hate your body or why you think about food all the time or why you know, buy thousands of dollars in gym memberships and don't use them. I'm basically describing all of myself, but you know, anyway, also we wanted to talk to a mother and daughter. A lot of our food issues and food hangups come from our parents, like watching them or the restrictions they gave us. Or maybe they were like, eat as much as you want. You never kind of learned how to eat what you wanted and what fueled you. So thesarahfrasershow@gmail.com. We would love to talk to you. I'll loop you in with Robin so you can chat with her before you're on. And, you know, it's not going to be on camera. So your face is not going to be there. Your last name doesn't have to be known either. So definitely email us. All right, you guys, love you so much. Follow me on IG. It's at The Sarah Fraser Show across all platforms. Subscribe to my YouTube channel, The Sarah Fraser Show. Love you all. See you soon. Bye, everybody.